Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to the podcast from the Gathering Place in Pineville, Louisiana. And today we wanted to continue just what we did yesterday, and just sharing some song stories just from the from our newest live album, Kingdom Reign, and just wanting to share just a bit how these songs came about, and just how the Lord was speaking in that time, and we feel like very much inspired those songs, and just about the significance of them and to our body. And so today, I have Lori Lopez with me here at the church, and I really wanted her to share a little bit about the song "You Are." This was a song written sometime last year, and just a really neat story about it. So, Lori, do you want to start off and share a little bit about that?
Yeah, "You Are" is actually, I think, the song that took us the longest to write. From start to finish, I think it was over a year. And it actually ended up being one of my most favorite songs from the album. But it has been a tremendous effort and work in progress, but so, so worth it. So I remember, gosh, this was over maybe a year and a half ago now, just being impressed to write a song about the goodness of God. In the good times, but more importantly, just reminding myself and others about the goodness of God in the difficult times. And at the time, we had a ladies' prayer chain, and we did it on Facebook, but that was such a beautiful and fruitful time for us as a body. We a lot of the girls would daily, sometimes hourly, depending on what was going on, just post things they needed prayer for, and so, one day I decided to kind of incorporate the girls in my songwriting, and so I asked them to respond to two statements, or to complete two statements, and the statements were, God is good when, and then God is good even when. And several of the girls sent responses, and it always overwhelms me how blessed we are to see how God works in every person in our body, because some girls sent me just some great phrases. I had a few that sent me just pages filled with the way God has been good to them. And so I took over those and I read them over and over and over again, and kind of tried, I guess, make them just part of me. And I was also at the same time reading several works by A.B. Simpson. And one of his works, and I wish that I could remember which one, but I can't, was just talking about, you know, the struggle of being in the valley. But part of what he said was that he was going to press on, you know, toward the mountain of God, toward his glory, toward his goodness. And so I kind of started to get an idea for verses. And so I think the first verse originally had a valley and a mountain in it, but upon several edits, that was taken away. So it ended up being, though I am acquainted with loss and tribulation, your perfect love reminds me not to fear. That was the first part of it. And I was still kind of in the whole, like, walking through the valley mentality. And I was, like, visualizing somebody walking, you know, in a valley. And Psalm 42:3 came to mind. It says, you know, my tears have been my food day and night. You know, just thinking about somebody in a dark time in their life. And it seems like, you know, those times where, like, you can't even eat. And you're just so grieved. And so I thought, I was like, okay, I need to somehow work that into a lyric. And then at the same time, you know, oftentimes when we struggle or we're in a trial, we feel very alone. And so just the idea of grief kind of being our only friend. So I was trying to make all of that fit. And God is so wonderful. This was one of those times where the lyrics were easy, and what I wanted to say, I could say, and the syllables were right and the words were right. And so the last part of the verse ended up being, when tears are my provision and grief my chief companion, your spirit songs of triumph fill the air. And so once I had that verse, I worked on the second verse. I'm a verse girl, because I guess because verses are wordy and I tend to be wordy. And so the second verse came easily, and God just kept bringing different scripture to mind. And so, you know, I thought about James 4:14. It talks about, you know, our lives are just vapors. But in 2 Corinthians 4, it says, but, you know, our suffering now is achieving for us, you know, eternal glory. And so kind of just used that and worked with the words a little bit, and other passages in Corinthians came to mind too. And so the second verse just very easily came, pressed by opposition, but never left abandoned. Your name will be my banner through this fight. In suffering, I remember this life is but a vapor, and glory's promise is forever mine. And so the verses came very easily, and I wanted the song to be about God's goodness. And so I think I wrote two or three different choruses with the words like, you are good in it.
Yeah.
But but there's so many songs out there that and have those words in the chorus. So.
And then really, it really kind of stayed really uncompleted. I mean, really feeling very good about the verses, and right. really that's what we wanted to say, and it really stayed there for what, about 6 months or
several months.
Mm-hmm. And even I mean we had music to that. I mean we had it was really a totally different song musically. We had the you know the present verses where they are, and then we had that You Are Good chorus, and it was another song, but just really not feeling like it was where it needed to be. And then I remember and this was, again, about 6 months or so. And then I remember on a Sunday morning, Lori, it was...
I was leading for some reason.
Yeah, you were leading something. And then I remember after practice, your reading, it was from Valley of Vision. It was from Valley of Vision. And do you have that in front
of
you?
Yeah, I remember. For whatever reason, Kevin thought he was going to be out, and so I had to take his place. And so I was, you know, preparing the morning, and I regularly read, you know, like the prayer of the day. And then when I read this part of it, and it says, let me find thy light in my darkness, thy life in my death, thy joy in my sorrow, thy grace in my sin, thy riches in my poverty, thy glory in my valley. And I was like, that is it. Like that, this needs to be the chorus. And I remember like running to the church trying to find Kevin, being like, okay, you remember that song that we never got together? Like this needs to be the chorus.
And that was, and really just putting that together, and it really just remember it. We totally changed the melody and the music of the whole song from there. And once we put that together, like that's what it needs to be. Like this is really what needs to connect. And really, it's really been amazing to see, probably out of really any song on the project, I would say, that this one probably has had, we've probably had the most response from our people, just because, I mean, and we know each other, we know what one another's going through, and we know that, you know, all of us are going through different trials in our lives, but man, this is something to where, when we get to that chorus where it says, you know, you're the light in my darkness, the life in my death, the hope in desperation, the grace in the offense, the joy in my sorrow, the all in my emptiness, you are, you know, just, again, and every time that we write, we want just to give just something for people to respond to in truth. And I feel like that chorus, which for better or for worse, was basically ripped off of Valley of Vision.
Sorry.
No, but I mean, but that's exactly what it needed to be. And I think it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing for me and for our congregation.
Yeah, and just I think overall, just the idea, because while this is a song about suffering, the overwhelming theme is one of hope. And sure. One of trust in the goodness of God. And what, again, it just amazes me time and time again, this song was actually completed at whatever time it was completed. And then months later, our church did a study on suffering. And I remember thinking, okay, I need to write a song about that. I need to write a song about suffering. And God just was like, you already did, like you have it, like this is it. And so to be able to then, I think maybe we had sung it once or twice before, but to be able to sing it, you know, in conjunction with what we were learning as a body, you know, that was so exciting, because God, I mean, he's always ordering our steps, you know, he's always ahead of where we are, and he knows where we're going. And so, you know, to have this as a tool to use for that time was just such a cool thing. And if anything, I can say, you know, when God gives a word, just if no matter how long it takes for you to understand it, or if it's a song, or if it's a message, or if it's a story, or a book, or whatever, like to just keep with it, because this was definitely the dark horse this song, but I think one that is going to bless a lot of people just because it's grounded in the truth of who God is and the fact that He is so good. So,
well, no, and we want to play it and just worship with it right now. But I want to pray before we do that, and just pray that the Lord would just very much speak through these lyrics to anybody who's listening, and I know that He already has to us. And so let's pray. Father, thank You that You are everything that we need just in when we find ourselves in dark places. Father, that You are all that we need in the midst of joys. Lord, thank You that in my life, and I'm sure in those who are listening, that You have sustained us and kept us, Lord, through whatever stage and trial of life that we find ourselves in. So, Lord, through these lyrics, Lord, we want to respond to, Lord, to not what we're going through, Lord, but we want to respond to who You are in the midst of those things, the truth of who You are, when we have found You to be faithful time and time again. And so, Lord, we respond in worship through this. Just be lifted up through these words. We love You, Jesus. In Your name we pray. Amen.
Tribulation, Your perfect love reminds me not to fear when tears are not.